Dream big for what we can do here. Let's not be small thinkers. Let's take what we have, let's use it to our advantage, let's come together as a group, and let's go do it together.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to episode 31 of the All Den Podcast. I am your host, Dan Scott. We'll be joined by Furman University head basketball coach Bob Ritchie here in just a moment, but it's good to have you with us. First one in about 3 weeks, so we've got a lot to catch up on with the coach. I'll remind you at the top, as I always do, of a couple of things. First of all, the podcast is brought to you each and every episode by our friends at Shortfields Restaurant in downtown Travelers Rest. Shortfields.com is the website for the menu, the operating hours, everything they have to offer. Great people, and we are proud to be associated with them. And if you have any questions or comments for Coach Bob Ritchie, if something you'd like to hear him address, someone on his staff perhaps you'd like to talk to or about, then shoot me an email, dan.scott@furman.edu, dan.scott@furman.edu. As mentioned, this is episode 31 of the All Den Podcast, and head coach Bob Ritchie is with us now. It's been about 3 weeks, so we've got a pretty good list of stuff to get into here. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Apologize for not being here last week. We got away with the family for a week, so that was good. We haven't taken much of a break since season finished, and kids got done with school Thursday, so we got out of town for the week, and back refreshed, recharged, and ready to get going.
Yeah, and then when Daniel did check in with me to see if we could do it before you took off, we were in the throes of the Southern Conference baseball tournament. So, but all it does is it gives us a lot of stuff to get through as we move here. Something that obviously the news has just broken here. We're recording this on Friday. It's broken earlier this week. That affects not only basketball but affects the entire athletic department here. After 4 years, our athletic director, Mike Buddy, is moving on. He announced this week he's taken the same position at West Point with Army. And I know that it caught a lot of people around here by surprise. And I know that for many people on this campus, and I would say you would be right at the top of that list, this is a guy that gave you the opportunity, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm first thing about Mike is I consider Mike a friend, and Mike's been very good to me. He's been somebody that's been very supportive of what we're doing, and has worked hard to try to find ways to continue to make it better. And so, as a friend, the first thing I do is I celebrate with him, and I'm happy for him and his family. And I think there's a lot of factors into it. I think that when things are going well at a place, and when the department's been doing what it's been doing here, people notice. And a lot of times when people hear of people leaving, a lot of times our minds go to, hey, that's a negative, that's a bad thing. And sometimes it's because of the good that's going on that allows these opportunities to take place. And, it puts them in a different level of football with the level that they play at. It's an opportunity where you look at, some of the past ADs that they've had that have been able to go to Power Five schools, mm-hmm. and, the institution of Army as a whole. I think some people as fans could say, hey, is this a lateral move, or, why did he do that? I don't think we need to get into any of that. I think we need to celebrate with him, and I think we need to be happy for him, and also understand, just like if Mike was sitting here on this podcast with us, it's Furman has grown in our athletic department the past few years. Sports are competing at a high level, and I think he'd be the first to admit that it's not all because of him, right? And he obviously had a huge piece in that. But when you have a program that's growing and somebody gets to go to another situation and go to another level, then that just gives you an opportunity to go get another really good person in here. And so that's how great businesses, that's how great departments and great institutions continue to grow, is you figure out ways to keep that continuity going, and you figure out why are you having the success you're having, and sometimes you try to find the opportunity inside of change. And I got full faith that that's what our administration will do. And hey, we can all come out winners through this. And I look forward to the days ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just looking at it strictly from a job advancement standpoint, all you really have to know is that this job at Army came open because the guy who previously had it, Boo Corrigan, was named the athletic director at North Carolina State, jumped into a Power Five. So if you're thinking strictly in job advancement, that's one reason among a myriad of reasons why a job like that would be attractive, I would think.
Absolutely. And I think that if all listeners right here, I mean, we all have families and we all have ambitions and aspirations, and I think it's very dangerous to fault somebody for those. And we should all be wanting to be the best version of ourselves and to put ourselves in positions to reach our dreams and reach what we feel like our potential is. But at the same time, you know, it's an opportunity that was unique. And again, just because change happens doesn't mean change is bad. And Army can continue to go thrive, which they will under his leadership. Furman can continue to thrive. And, you know, that's what I look forward to. I look forward to seeing where this is going to take us. And I think we have a very attractive opportunity. I think that here in Greenville, here at Furman, with what some programs are doing and how we're doing as a department, I think there's going to be a ton of interest. And, you know, I think there's exciting days ahead.
Well, let's delve back into specifically the basketball program. On our previous episode, you were on the cusp of being able to announce filling one of what became two open spots on your staff. And since then, that staff member has been publicly announced and identified and is already at work. And that is a guy who's really familiar, I think, to Furman fans because of his connection to one of our biggest rivals, Tim Johnson.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Tim here. I mean, it's everybody keeps asking me, how's he doing? And what I've told some people lately is the more he's here, the more I love him. And that's just the truth. I mean, I knew that we were getting a really good candidate as I went through the process with him. And I took my time on it. That's something as I've grown in this position, I've taken the hiring process slower. And I've really gotten to know candidates, and I've really gotten to really make sure the fit is there and the passion and the grit and the things that we identify that are critical for us as we continue to push forward. I started to see that he had it. And I started, you know, just with his not only, you know, you hear this a lot that, hey, so-and-so's a winner, right? You know, I mean, that's something that everybody says at the press conference and everybody says in the articles, but not everybody's a champion, you know? And I think that's what really separates Tim is, you know, Tim has won this league as a player. He's won this league as a coach. And so, you know, we just got out of a staff meeting a little while ago, and he even made a couple comments this morning that literally are focused on, you know, Monday night of the SoCon Championship and a decision of what we're going to do this afternoon at 3:00 and filtering that through. And, hey, I've been there and I've seen it. And, I think there's some real experience in that. The other thing that I've really enjoyed, when I first got here in 2011, we had an assistant, Brian Thornton, who basically became, we were here a year and we became really close. And in fact, he's one of my best friends today. But Brian was the best that I've seen in terms of working post players out. And, you know, what he did, you know, to Brandon Sararumbi was here my first year, and we kind of played through him in 2011. And, you know, Brian was phenomenal with him. I just remember watching the workouts and thinking, wow, that's really good. And I was a guard. I coached guards my whole career. The bigs, it's a different deal. It's a different world. And I really thought that with Matt leaving and how young we're going to be in the interior, I thought it was critical that we got somebody that could really accelerate the growth of those players. And when I watched on his interview, we have the candidates actually, you know, they do a workout with a player. And when I watched him do a workout with one of our bigs, I just quickly saw, A, how good of a teacher he was, how good his progressions were, that he had done this. You could tell that this wasn't anything new, that he had developed post players and all-conference post players at this level. And so I just thought, you know, if we had somebody that could really, really help us in that category. You know, we forget, even though Noah started, you know, as a freshman this year, but man, he still can continue to get better. Mm-hmm. And then Jalen Slauson just has, I mean, his ceiling is so high. Johnny Lawrence texted me yesterday. He was all excited. He went to the doctor. He's grown an inch. And so Johnny Lawrence is now, you know, legit 6'10", can really shoot it. So what if you know, you got 2-3 months with a guy that can really teach the game, can really teach the art of playing in the post. How does that help us? And you know what? I've watched his workout since he's been here. He's very talented on the court, and he's made of the right stuff. He embodies our culture. He's been under Mike Young. He's also been under Larry Shyatt. You know, he's been under some guys that have really, really done it well. And so he's helped me. I've learned a lot from him in the 3 weeks he's been here. I think he's going to challenge a lot of people in our organization. I think it's another person that every single day wakes up and he wants to be the best version of himself. And those are the ones that we want here, and those are the ones that are going to get us to where we want to be.
So what about the other open spot on your staff? How close are you to making a decision there?
We're getting there. It's, you know, I've put it in the slow cooker, and, you know, I'm taking my time with it and really, really making sure that we do all our work. And, you know, it's been a little bit overwhelming, the interest in it, just to be honest with you. And, you know, there's a lot of people that want to come. I just think that there's certain things that we've got to make sure that we hit. And I like putting people around us that have done what we're trying to do. And I think that's very important. I think when you bring people in the organization that maybe don't have that full passion to get to where we want to go, or maybe want to get there but necessarily haven't been there, mm-hmm. I think that's a separator. I think when our guys can be around people that can say, hey, you know what, that tournament that we're trying to get to, you know, I've been there, you know, I've seen it, and that culture that we want to continue to build here and that culture that we want to have here on a daily, you know, I've been a part of that. And I've seen it. I've seen it with some of our newer staff, and, you know, with even guys that aren't on the court, you know, with John D'Angelo here from Virginia and the way that he's been able to bring some of that culture, and, you know, Matt Aldred coming from Florida and the way that he's been able to bring some of that culture, you know, Daniel Fowler, even what he's been a part of here as a player, and seeing how he's taken the first year of his job, you know, I think that's critical. And so, you know, and like I said with Tim, this the same thing, right? I mean, the same mentality of trying to figure out what are all the small things, right? What are things that we can do to get where we want to go? And so I think that's important. I think the energy is important. I think the passion's important. I think that, you know, you think of what we do here. It's not so much about, hey, you know, this guy's done it for this amount of time. You know, we say this a lot with our team. It's not what we do, it's how we do it. And,
right.
And I think that goes with this hire. Like, we got to figure out, is this person going to do it the way we want it done, with the energy, with the passion that we want? And I think we're going to get there. Again, we've had more candidates express interest in this than I could have expected. And, you know, just weeding through some of that and making sure that we dwindle down to the one right person.
This is episode 31 of the All Den podcast. I'm Dan Scott. And, of course, we're with head coach Bob Ritchie. The players who return from last year's team have already been going through some workouts so far here in the early stages of the summer. What can you tell us how that's going?
Yeah, so like I probably alluded to last time, I mean, a lot of this time of year, we've really put it on the individual, and we haven't done a lot of team stuff. We've tried to stay away from that. We've tried to really hit the weight room hard to try to individualize their bodies, and then we've really hit the skills hard to try to make them better players. And we've seen growth on both sides. Coach Aldridge done a great job in the weight room with these guys. They've been lifting 4 days a week. They've been doing a lot of movement things, and, you know, just trying to get their body compositions where we want it. We've got some guys that we want to, you know, continue to put weight on. We've got some guys we want to trim up a little bit. We got some guys that we want to get a little bit faster, a little bit more explosive. And so we've been able to really put a lot of emphasis on that in these last few weeks. And then the skills, you know, just 101, just really, you know, individual focus on how we can be deliberate in their growth. And we've really seen some strides. You know, we did the first competitive activity that we've done in a while last Friday. And I was actually gone, so a lot of this was secondhand information from the coaching staff. But we basically did a one-on-one competition, and ironically enough, Jalen Pugh won the day. And you know, that's a guy that, you know, he's shown a great grit, and he's shown a willingness to work while he waits. And he's a guy that can really shoot the ball. He's really explosive. He can elevate. Like, there's there's a lot of good in his game that as he develops, it's just going to continue to come out. He's a very competitive individual. And so, you know, where did that come from? Was that just one day? Was that just he was hot that morning? I have no idea. But what I do know is this, when you see gains like that and you see guys getting better and you see that he won the day and then Jalen Slauson was third, right? And so you look at that and you're like, man, that's pretty good right there. You know, the amount of talent that we have coming back and, you know, we've got basically two freshmen that will be sophomores that in a competitive day they can excel. I think what that shows you is that we've continued to make grounds this offseason getting guys better. And, you know, this is when, as I've said many times, this is when we make our money. This is when, if you want to get people better, this is when you do it. And so I've been excited about some of the progress there. And we're going to have another competitive segment this afternoon. So I'm curious to see, you know, how that compares to the first one and just some of the grounds that have been made up. But, you know, this team has a lot of length. They've got a lot of skill. We're going to be different, but we're also going to be the same in some areas. I've been watching a little bit. You know, it's funny. I think everywhere I go right now, everybody wants to know, you know, who are the bigs and where's this guy going to play and what's the five going to be here. And, you know, and I love that, but it's also neat. I've been watching a lot of Auburn film this offseason and, you know, they just made it to the Final Four and they've got basically 5'11", 6'2", 6'3", 6'7", 6'8" out there. And they made it to the Final Four. Now they play really, really hard and they're really long and they can really shoot it. But I think they were 6'7", 220 and 6'8", 230 at their two interior spots that started. And but now when you watch them play, the intensity they play with, the spacing that they play with, how hard they play, how hard they compete, you know, it still goes back to what we said a little while ago, right? It's not what you do, it's how you do it. That competitiveness is what gave them the chance to be as good as they were. And, you know, we'll play a little bit faster of a tempo this year. And we've been doing some of that stuff this offseason and working through some of that. And I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the versatility this team's going to have and the ability to truly be positionless in a lot of ways. And defensively to be able to turn the tempo up a little bit. You know, I think this is a team potentially that we can have a little bit of a pressing lineup at times. And, you know, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the potential versatility that we're going to have and moving guys around and really being unpredictable in a lot of ways. So the guys are working hard. I'm proud of their progress and look forward to here in a couple weeks transitioning into a little bit more team stuff once the freshmen get here.
And that's where we're going next because, again, we're recording this on Friday, May 31st. So speaking of that time frame, next week the freshmen will be moving in to campus and now you'll add that dynamic to the mix that you have now. What are you most looking forward to with this group coming in?
You know, the biggest thing that you're always looking forward to is just more bodies equals more competition. And the whole principle that I've always believed in, that iron sharpens iron, you know, and just getting more people in here and increasing that friction and increasing that ability to compete. And I think we got some hungry guys coming in here. I really do. I think that we did a good job identifying some people in the process that knew that it was going to be hard to carve out minutes early and knew that they were going to have to come in here and fight. And, you know, just going through them quickly one-on-one, you know, Colin Kenny, really excited about just his charisma and his desire to compete and, you know, his competitive swagger that he has. He likes the moment and he's got that it to him. And, you know, I'm really interested to see just how much he's going to come in here and fight early. My anticipation is that he'll come in here very competitive and he'll come in here very hungry and he'll come in here to challenge. And that's what we want. You know, that's what we want. And he's somebody that could potentially carve out a role on this team just with his ability to shoot the ball and also his ability to make plays. And I think operating in our space, I think it's going to be really good for him. Then you got Johnny, you know, Johnny Lawrence from Florida that I'm really excited about. I think with all bigs, just like we always know and see, you know, everybody always has to put on weight. That's just always something that we know that, hey, they got to get stronger and they got to get more physical. But man, he's tall. He's got good length. He's got pretty good athleticism and then he can shoot the ball. So he's going to have an ability to stretch the floor. So he's another guy that I could see potentially carving a role out. I really can. And just because he's going to have a unique skill set to be able to be almost like a stretch five type guy. is going to be an interesting piece. You don't see a lot of that in our league. And then Marcus Foster from Atlanta, you know, he's a guy that's younger, but you know, I remember still to this day, my first true interaction with him in a one-on-one setting was actually here on campus, and it just immediately popped off his confidence in himself and just his ability to work and his ability to really try to get better. And some of the things that he was communicating to me, I thought, man, this is our type of guy right here. And he's going to come in here. He's younger, but he reminds me a lot of Noah. You know, he's a guy. I think his growth is going to be it's going to develop at a fast rate. And I think as he gets older, it's going to be really interesting to see how's his body going to fill out. Is he going to grow another inch? Is he going to get a little bit longer? He's 6'4", like a 6'11", almost 7-foot wingspan. So he's got a lot of length to him. And, you know, is it going to take him some time, or is he going to come in here and all of a sudden he's going to really compete early? I don't know. But I know this, he's going to be competitive. He's going to work really hard, and he's going to come in here hungry as well. So, you know, then you got Ben Beeker, who's coming in as a preferred walk-on that I'm really excited about, you know, up from Hendersonville, you know, 6'9", 6'10", body, big frame. You know, he's going to be somebody, again, you know, working with Coach Johnson on a daily basis. How much better is he going to get? And, you know, he's got his basketball is definitely ahead of him. And with proper development and proper commitment, he's somebody that could really end up helping us down the line. So it's a really good freshman class. It's a class that I'm really anxious to get my hands on and get on the court and get to work.
Finally, as we get into wrap-up mode here, you have been doing quite a bit of speaking over the last few weeks. What's been the one consistent message you've been delivering? And then what do you have coming up on tap, or maybe some of our fans in some areas might be able to come out and hear you if the situation allows?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it comes with winning, I guess. The more you win, the more people want to know how you're doing it. And it's a part of the job that I enjoy, and I enjoy being able to connect with people and to be able to show what we're trying to do here, but also inspire other people in their walks of life. And whether that be coaches, whether that be professionals, whether that be businesses, whatever it may be, I've really enjoyed that. And you know, it was fun at the Final Four this year. I've always gone and listened to people speak at the NABC clinics, and you know, since I was 23 years old, you know, I can remember listening to all kind of coaches speak, and to be able to get out on that floor in the middle of the Final Four and to be able to talk about what we're doing here and how we've been able to establish our culture and the way we play and our identity. It was a lot of fun, and then I got to speak. I've spoken at the Coaching U Clinic at the Final Four as well. There was a bunch of assistants that are all aspiring to be head coaches one day, and kind of going through my journey and my path with them. You know, I'm actually leaving here as soon as we get done recording this. I'm heading to Myrtle Beach, and I'm going to get to speak at the Nike Clinic down there at Myrtle Beach, which is going to be a lot of different coaches from all walks of life and all over the region. And again, another thing that I've gone to those and I've been a part of those, and to be able to get out there tonight and to talk about Furman basketball, you know, it's an honor, it's a privilege, and it's humbling. But I've also spent some times in some businesses, which I actually love. I've got one coming up in Greenville, June 20th, where I'm going to spend some time with Elliot Davis. And I was actually last month, I was in Chicago with Jump Trading with Matt Schreckengast, who's one of our former players, and spending time with their firm. And that's always fun to me. You know, I've got a business background in my education, and to this day still keep my eye on the business world a ton. And I always think they're a little bit ahead of us in some ways. And so figuring out trends, we're all doing kind of the similar thing. But, you know, working with them and talking with them and figuring out what's working in their recruiting processes and their daily processes and, you know, what's making them competitive and relevant and how are they reinventing themselves. I always think those discussions are healthy. And so I've spent some time this offseason doing some of that. But, you know, it's a deal for me. I never turn any of that down. I mean, I think in June I'm speaking at a local church, you know, because we're trying to connect in Greenville. It doesn't matter how big, how small, can we connect with this community? Can we connect with all types of different walks of life? And not just for, you know, can we make our program better, but can we help grow people? You know, mm-hmm. that's kind of our mission. We want to grow our people here, but we also want to do what we can to inspire other people. And so those are in the off season. Those are opportunities that I don't take lightly.
Well, as you said, you're in demand right now. So take advantage of it and just help spread the Furman brand, the Furman basketball brand. And I can only mean more good things for the future. Bob, as always, we appreciate the time. And by the time we get around to episode 32, the freshmen will have been on campus for a week or two. So we'll be able to get an update there and maybe have an opportunity to catch up with at least one and maybe both of your new assistants.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that. And yeah, there'll be a lot in 2 weeks that we'll be in the middle of. And you know, it's going to be a busy summer, but we're working really hard. And you know, so we've got the freshmen coming in. We're going to do something this year that's going to be unique. They're going to partake in what we've themed as an basically like an all-den academy, and we're really going to spend more time trying to acclimate these new guys to our culture quicker. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be some leadership training and some things we're doing there that are going to be unique. So we'll be in the middle of a lot of that. We've got camp that's going on. We're going to hit record numbers again. Camp, for anybody listening, you know, obviously that's a big community outreach for us. And then we're also adding a coaching camp this year where we're going to bring in some young coaches, some managers, some GAs, some different people that can get an inside look of how we do it. And that's something that I'm going to be personally involved in a lot. So, yeah, when we sit down here in 2 weeks, we're gonna have a lot to talk about and catch up on.
Good stuff. Be safe on your trip to Myrtle Beach tonight.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And with that, we wrap up another episode of the All Den Podcast. This has been episode 32. And our thanks again to head coach Bob Ritchie. Don't forget that the podcast is brought to you by Shortfields and Downtown Travelers Rest. Shortfields.com for the menu, the operating hours, and everything about that great restaurant. And also don't forget that if you have any questions or comments, something you'd like to have Coach Ritchie address on the podcast, shoot me an email, dan.scott@furman.edu, dan.scott@furman.edu. We will see you again in a couple of weeks with episode 32. That will be next on the agenda. Until then, for Coach Bob Ritchie and all of us with Furman University Basketball, I'm Dan Scott saying God bless you and thanks for being All Den.